You're listening to My Diwali, where we discover how Indian Australians celebrate the festival of lights. I am Preeti Jabbar.
And I am Dilpreet. When it comes to Diwali, we often talk about light, prosperity and peace. But one of my favorite things to talk about is also love.
Are you a romantic, Dilpreet?
Big time.
Well, for our guest today, Ananya Anand, Diwali 2020 was the beginning of her love story.
Having just come to Melbourne from India to visit family, Ananya had to stay longer due to COVID restrictions. But blessing in disguise, she met her now husband and is now living happily in Melbourne, making food and lifestyle content and working in publicity.
It's a pandemic love story. I stayed back for that Diwali. Because I just met my partner. I was like, can you just stay for 2 weeks and we see where this is going?
Ananya is very fond of food and creates a spread of fusion dishes to celebrate Diwali the best way she knows how. A dinner party with friends and family.
So I'll put a nice spread with some fusion dishes, my own, like my butter chicken pies and like paneer tikka tacos.
For many Indians who grew up in joint families, bringing people even closer together for special occasions is routine. And it wasn't too different for Ananya.
As a child, it was my sole responsibility. Because I lived in a joint family, it was my sole responsibility to collect all the family members for puja or like lighting crackers and stuff. So I think that I've just taken forward in life when I left home even at 24, and my nature of work did not allow me to travel home for Diwali every year. So I was like, might as well just create something of your own. So that's what I've been, that one person who'll organize it for everyone and collect everyone together in a room and celebrate. So for me, Diwali is the year-end celebration of whatever you achieve throughout the year, and just like celebrate with people you've actually spent that year with or whoever you want to include next year. So like, I would have met someone last week and I would say, you want to come for my Diwali party? It's like that. Without a fail, I would always organize something. And I'm happy, I'm glad that I have someone now who's as enthusiastic as me. Like my husband is not even from my culture, but he was like, yes, let's do it. So because I'm into about his culture as well. So I think it just adds, no?
Amazing. Yeah, let's dig a bit more into that. You're born and raised in India and you came to Australia when?
2020.
All right. You're a bit of a newbie. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner is Australian. What does that Diwali look like? Give me a little bit about this cultural mix that you were talking about.
It really looks like what a household, Indian household Diwali would look like. And my most friends are also like, they're Australian, they're Canadian. I have Asian friends as well. I think I hardly have Indian friends around, but whoever is there is happy to join. Like they were the most welcome. But Shane, my husband would just literally dress up as I want him to dress up. He's more than happy. Like now he actually asks for choices. Cute. Like first year you gave him whatever he wore. And now he's like, what am I wearing for Diwali? And I was like, wait, relax.
I support this behavior, yes. 100%.
So if I am ordering 4 outfits for different occasions, you cannot ask him to wear one black kurta pajama everywhere. He needs to know what he's wearing now. Like he's as excited about it as I am.
I love that. Tell me a little bit about what a particular Diwali dinner looks like for you. Give us your menu, give us your fits, give us how you decorate your house. Set the scene for us, Ananya.
So my birthday and Diwali always happens either like birthday would be a week before or a week after or around the same time or maybe in the same week. So if I have to do two things, I always do like a one thing, which is birthday and Diwali together.
Hmm.
So I'll put a nice spread with some fusion dishes, my own, like my butter chicken pies and like paneer tikka tacos and some nice tofu spicy noodles and like a full bhel puri spread, like a chutney platter, like everything which includes my culture and whatever I can pick from elsewhere. I'll just put that together. Good spread. Decorate the house around. Ask my friends, mostly not from the same culture. I will have a big wardrobe with me. I'll say, do you want to come over? Do you want to pick an outfit? Just like my previous week before Diwali or whatever this party is, will always be like people coming over and sorting out their outfits. So I'm putting clothes together for them. And then making sure like my in-laws are in check, they need something, I will order a month in advance for them. Sorting out like if I need something from them, they would actually come in the morning, help me out with stuff, decoration and everything. Quite like multicultural, but like still like bringing everyone together. And then fit checks, you need like 5 outfits before the Diwali month starts.
Mm.
There's so much happening.
There
will be Indian cultural events happening. Yes. So you have to be like,
prepared.
I think when Diwali comes in, like the season comes in, like I have another soul that enters my body. It's like, okay, this is it.
For our listeners, we are recording at 5:15 p.m. and then Ananya goes on to say butter chicken pies. And
I'm actually preparing the butter chicken today, so I have to give that tomorrow to the bakery to make pies.
Butter chicken pies. Is this your recipe?
Yes.
Oh my God. No, you need to tell us more about this.
The butter chicken is my famous home-cooked butter chicken, like what I've been making from my childhood, what I've learned from my mom. I knew that was a classic recipe. You cannot touch that. So I was like, how do I can't really put naans and rice everywhere. Like, you know, like if you want, you're looking for something handy and you're looking for something like a handy food in and around the party, and you want to be like, and it has to be something from your culture. So I thought maybe I'll try a few things. Taco Station was one which did really well during my sister's wedding. I did a big Indian fusion taco station that did well, but I think something more which doesn't require another person to make it still is very Indian. So I just got a few curries, I think butter chicken, palak paneer and chai paneer, and because my father-in-law is a baker, so I tried to sample some with him, and it did well. Now they do rounds, and then we even sold to a bakery like where he worked for a bit, and they won like a little award as well. So I knew like the recipe is classic, we can just patent it now.
I love that so much. I've never heard of butter chicken pies. And what was the taco dish that you mentioned before?
The fusion paneer tikka taco.
Fusion paneer tikka taco. The very Indian Australian parties you're throwing,
it
Ananya.
It has to be. You just have to like immerse yourself wherever you are. It's
100%.
Still cherish your culture.
So this would be your fourth Diwali in Australia.
Yes.
How has that evolved? What was the first one like to the one that you're planning now? What's the difference?
So the first Diwali was like it happened by mistake. And I think because I was stuck in Melbourne for like 6 months before because of the pandemic, I stayed back for that Diwali because I just met my partner. He's like, can you just stay for 2 weeks and we see where this is going? And I had plans of going back for sure. So I told him, yeah, maybe I can do Diwali and then we can decide. And after that Diwali, he came over and he asked my sister out, saying that, oh, can we like figure something out with her so she can stay? So that Diwali was very important. So ever since I've just been here. And it was like a little four to five people Diwali, because it was the lockdown one. You couldn't have more than 5 people at your house. And it just kept growing from there, like 5 to 10, 10 to 12, 25. Then this year I'm hosting 34 people for Diwali at home. All sorts of places, everyone that I've known in Melbourne for.
So you're telling me your first Diwali in Melbourne was the start of your love story and meeting your life partner?
Yes, it was. Ooh.
You can't make this stuff up. I did not know
we
that.
Can't.
What a beginning.
I got stuck
for
in
you.
The pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And also the pandemic. Oh my God. This is a full Australian love story.
It is. It's a pandemic love story.
Yeah. With a hint of Diwali. Wow. What a twist. Did not see that coming.
I literally just had invited him over to have a little celebration and see how the culture is. Didn't know that he had a plan in head.
And now you guys are married, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite Diwali? I know it's hard to top that one, but what's your favorite Diwali in life? Let's go outside of Australia. It could be somewhere in India. It could be with your family, your friends, you know, home is home. Give us a little bit of taste of your most memorable and special Diwali.
So I think 2019 or 2018, we were shooting in Dharamshala for a film. And no one could go back for the festival, and it was like an important sequence. It could have been sad, but I think we just, and it, no network area, really like isolated, so we just had to figure out something there in the hotel. It wasn't even a hotel, it was more of a lodge. So we just went ahead. And like, I think I traveled as a manager, I traveled like 2 hours to figure out some diyas and stuff. And whatever I could grab locally, we just outsourced, did a little party at home, cooked a little feast, and just like sat in the hills around the bonfire and had a little Diwali dinner. Aww. Quiet one, but cute one.
Aww, that sounds so wholesome.
That movie also didn't come out. Like that was one of the freelance projects I did. It never came out. But that's my most memorable Diwali. I don't even want to name it. Who was it? Yeah, I think 2018. It was 2018.
So the whole...
Just like a little passion project.
It happened so you could have your most special Diwali. That was the only purpose.
I think so, yeah. That was the only purpose. Correct.
Ananya, a couple of years now in Australia, and the South Asian diaspora is growing more and more. The awareness of culture is on the rise. I see a lot of non-South Asians, non-Indians partaking in the festival of Diwali. There are dinners everywhere. There are dance performers everywhere. It doesn't to me as much feel like I'm in a foreign land as much as I did when I came 7-8 years ago. It feels really immersive. Do you feel the same way? And if so, would you like to tell us some of the things you've observed that make you feel Australia is becoming more and more culturally aware of South Asian taste?
100%. I think I had no idea we had such a big community-wise as well. Like people are so enthusiastic about celebrating in general, be it Eid, be it Diwali, Karwa Chauth for that matter. Like that's a Chinese festival. Like it's a little community festival, I would say, and it's been scaled at a level where people like 100 to 200 people are like celebrating in a room. That's something, and I think that can only happen if the country or where you're living, they are quite supportive of it. So I think the diversity is increasing for the fact that people understand that it's sort of a melting pot of cultures, and everyone is given equal chance to be there and come out as who they are and where they belong. So I think that's the most beautiful thing about Australia or Melbourne that I have noticed, and it is definitely happening. And it's, even if you read stats and facts, I've heard so many companies have already starting to, or even government for that matter, started to consider giving leaves for like Diwali or a Chinese New Year or any other particular festivity. Like you can take your leaves as per you want, so which is quite good. Like I think that's something which is on the wrong run, but would really help people and support people to move and think about leaving their countries and going abroad.
And for a lot of people, Diwali can mean multiple things. For some, it can mean to stop and take a pause and breathe and take a stock of the year gone by. For some, it can be very auspicious for new beginnings. Some people want to start their projects after Diwali. What is it personally to you, personal significance of Diwali for just you, Ananya?
Like, as I've grown, Diwali has become more than just a festival for me. It's mostly the time for me to reflect and appreciate good in my life. So I think and it's positivity and also renewal of the year. Like you said it right. So for me, it's their sense of home. That's for sure. Like for me, I really want to sit back and think, this is my culture. This is where I come from. Have the feeling of being at home, creating the feeling of being at home for everyone else around. Like even if someone who's not Indian and they want to come to your house and you're hosting or you're celebrating with them, they should just feel at home. And that's my whole vibe. That's what I create, and that's how I want to take it to the next level, maybe one day.
That's exactly how I feel as well. Like when it comes to Diwali, all I want to do is share and have that warm, cozy meal, have nice music, and create the feel of a home is something that I really resonate with.
Because as we grow, like our first memory of Diwali as a child is when we have sense of things. It's always with the people that we love, with the people that we've grown up with. So that's what we take in our adulthood, right? So I think that whole core memory of Diwali is being at home, being with your loved ones. Maybe people don't have that anymore, or people have passed away or whatever, but just that feeling should not fade away. We should take that feeling everywhere we're going and just like spreading joy and light.
Fabulous. Lastly, someone who's never celebrated Diwali but is interested, What would be your number one tip for them? How can they get started?
It's like a party of any other culture. So how you'll be at a party, just be there. Just be in the moment. And then the rest, whoever you are with, wherever you are, you just start like picking up things and celebrating from there. Party has food. Party has music. So just any party would have that, right? And that's what like our core essence is, food and music. So just pick it from there. And I think you can just take it from there. Then the next year you maybe want to dress up, you want to buy an outfit. I have friends, like they literally have come and now this year they've shopped. And someone who shopped for clothes last year, this year they've also wanted jewelry and bangles. So I think it just grows on you.
And another culture maker.
Yes, the cultural coordinator.
Wonderful little note to wrap it up on before we get into our rapid fire. Ananya, I have five very simple, cute Diwali questions for you. So we'll get started. You have to be very quick. Okay, this is chop chop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Karan Johar can only dream.
Karan Johar. I was going to say Karan Johar.
All right. Diwali rapid fire with Ananya. A dish you must have on your Diwali menu.
Now it is butter chicken pies, or it could have been the chaat papri platter.
Your favorite...
But butter chicken pies.
Butter chicken pies, okay. Your favorite gift that always lights up your Diwali?
It's always like a little idol of Ganesh Ji and Lakshmi Ji. I can collect as many.
Your go-to outfit for Diwali?
Has to be an anarkali. Makes me feel like a queen. Always.
Nakre, love it. Pray or party? What are we doing Diwali 2024?
So we pray and then we get into a party. Yes. No, it's a process. You get into it.
And lastly, Ananya, what do you wish for this Diwali?
I honestly wish for just making this festival or just my life as is grow at the pace that it has like grown in past 4 years. And I want to just take this or my culture to a little next level here. So I'm just hoping for that. And everything is going great so far. So like, I'm quite lucky.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Bless
always.
You to more abundance and to more
Thank
love.
You.
Happy Diwali, well. Ananya.
Happy Diwali.
And that's a wrap on this episode of My Diwali, brought to you by SBS.
Whether you're celebrating with loved ones or reflecting on your own Diwali traditions, this festival has something meaningful for everyone.
And we hope this season is off to a wonderful start for you. I am Dilpreet Kaur Thakur.
And I am Preeti Jappal. Wishing you all a very happy Diwali.